58% of that was attributed to COVID, Arizona. And don't forget, these are breakthrough cases. These aren't folks who had who got COVID and they weren't vaccinated. They were vaccinated. Arizona and Tennessee, 57% increases, 37% and 33% attributed to COVID. That includes breakthrough. Not far behind was California at 55%, 42% attributed to COVID, including breakthrough. New Mexico, 52%. And 33% COVID / breakthrough. Florida, where you are, 51% hike in deaths. Again, this is between 18 and 49. It's almost unheard of. And 48% of those, of the 51% in Florida attributed to COVID / breakthrough. Louisiana, 51% / 32%. And this is what happens when you line up, like the video we have from Dustin, when you line up like a fucking sheep at CVS because you trust the government. And we said on here, I think it was September or early October when we did the show on this, same exact thing. I said, California is, it's a big deal, right? Because you're not even looking at the numbers. We're just talking about percentages, right? So if things jump up at 65% or 58% or whatever it is in Nevada, well, that pales in comparison to a 55% jump in California, which already has massive numbers. So, and I said California is getting hit really hard. Now, this was in September and October, and now we're almost in, what, February, right? Middle of January of a new year, and this is coming out. And then when people say to me, how do you know? You seem pretty confident. Like I'm happy and you're happy and anybody's happy. VM, we're happy to sit here and tell folks it's going to be a dark winter and a dark fall and et cetera, just so we can sit around and say, we told you so. I mean, what kind of sick people do you think we are? We're just telling you it's all out there for you to get. Now we are, we have supplements coming in from the FDA and other places that people just don't have access to, but this is out there. And number one, number two, it's largely common sense. I mean, one of my kids said to me today, I said, look at this video, man. We were out. And I said, when Dustin sent to him, I said, look at this video, man. They're lined up. He said, there's at least a 100 year track record in this country of the government fucking everybody it can screw. It doesn't matter whether you're black. It doesn't matter whether you're a Native American. It doesn't matter who you are, what sect, what group, what religion you are. They've gone out of their way time and time again to screw everybody. At what point would people actually trust them? And he said, and at what point is it their fucking fault? And I said, you know, you're right on. I mean, it's there. It's all there.
Well, they knew when the time was right to strike. When you take decades to dumb down society from you know, preschool on up, the control mechanisms up into the universities, they achieved that goal. And the propaganda is so good that people don't realize they're being propagandized. And we talked a lot about early 2020 when, for the first time, the entire country, both Republicans and Democrats, were behaving themselves. They all listened. They all stayed home. They all wore their masks everywhere. They all stood on their dots. We're all in this together. Was drummed in your car, on your dashboard. It came up in the stores, on the highways. They were ready and mobilized. And everyone listened up until the riots in May, June, the summer of love. But for the most part, from, you know, March on in, the propaganda was thick and they used the fear mechanism, no different than, you know, 9/11. Okay. The fear mechanisms was there. Everybody in the country cheered on the Patriot Act. It worked. The big bad boogeyman, and everybody listens. Nobody questions. And then they choose And this is what gets me, because I'm the type of person that I want to hear everything. Then let me decide. Yeah. Let me decide what scientist I'm going to align myself with. If you are a better prosecutor on that floor in Congress, and you can get these professionals, Walensky and Fauci, to not be able to answer you, even though I'm not a scientist and I don't know it all, I'm going to kind of align with you because they can't answer you. That's the fight I want to see. I want to see a prosecution of the virus and the testing mechanism, because the testing mechanism is what has been driving this whole pandemic. That is why the tests can't stop. That is why they're going to be mailed to the house. That is why they're going to implement, well, if you're not vaccinated, you've got to get tested every week or every day. Now, 2020, hey, American people, this is not your fault. Government's going to pick up the tab. If you die, we're going to pay the hospital bills. We're going to pay the funeral bills. This is not your fault. This is not your fault. Okay. Well, why now do people have to go down to their local drugstore and buy these tests? Why is that cost now being put on to the public?
That maniac today, okay, I said this before. I'm glad you brought this up because I didn't know how I was going to fit this. I think there's a video of it, the young buck said. They said there's potentially a video of the and a story. Like I said, I only looked at the top story that they told me about. They said, take this with you going and talking to Maria because it's right up our alley with the Hotwire and stuff. We've already done this, but Heels Up Harris today said, they said, well, where are the tests? You guys said that there's 500,000 tests and everybody's going to get their free tests, right? I don't really give a shit whether they give one free test out, but you went and you said it, right? And at the time I said on here, there's no plan. They just say things. They don't actually do it. Mm-hmm. They haven't done anything. You just get up there and say, oh, we're going to fix the crisis offshore, the backlogs at the ports in California. How are you going to fix it? Well, we just had a meeting 5 minutes ago with some of That's how you're going to fix it? That's going to fix it? They just say things, right? And she said,
they fill time. They just fill time.
And they asked her, there are no tests. Where do we get the test? She says, we just do that Google thing. You could get the test. What? What the fuck are you talking about? Let me see if I have it here. Keep talking.
Like I said, the only one that's had to really endure testing has been my daughter-in-law. And by the way, she missed a week of work because she had a cold. And her boss sent her on a wild goose chase for a test. I think CVS. She had to wait like 3 or 4 days for that to come back. Came back negative. But in the meantime, the boss said, oh, could you get your hands on a rapid test? And she did. And that was negative. But then the boss said, okay, well, let's wait for the other one to come in. Both tests came in out negative. And all she had was a cold. And now we have a lot of people missing work for colds. We have a lot of people talking about their cold, which is driving me insane. Because they want to name their cold. They want to name it with the newest designer variant bullshit out there. You have a cold. Shut up. Do what you did prior to 2020. Go to work. If you don't have it, I'm on day 10 of the sore throat, ears, the whole thing. But I'm functioning fine.
That's
the only thing I'm
pretty
and
sure you're going to die.
That would be fine. Let me off of this meteor, whatever. But no, that's the thing. Everybody's talking about it. They're like, I have the Omicron. I'm like, how do you know that? How do you know that? You don't know that.
You don't know that.
You have a cold. They don't know that. Again, in the hearing, it's not addressed.
Here's the clip. Kamala Harris tells Americans to do the Google. Now, let me set it up for you. They're sitting in some swanky room in the White House, or maybe it's her residence. It's a real nice fireplace and everything. Of course, only the best money can buy. You know what's funny, though? You go to the White House, it's a real dump.
I heard that.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Some of the parts they show you during the tour is great, but if you get back behind some of the other offices, I was like, I came home, I told my wife, that place is a mess. They're rats. Mm-hmm. They're rats. The guys who are working there said, hey, man. So what's that noise? It's probably some of the rats you don't even want to know. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I said, I thought the rats, there are 535 rats right down the road in Congress. But
right.
And so he's the reporter's talking to Harris and it's very swanky looking, you know, set up. There's probably rats right behind the wall. And they're like 25 feet apart from each other. It's getting stupid at this point. It's like, you know.
Getting?
I mean, it's just, it's not even 6 feet. It's not 10 feet. It's like 20 feet. Anyhow, let me play the clip. Let me, hold on.
2 years into this, why didn't the administration just go out and secure more at-home tests? After the Delta surge in the fall, why are we at a point now where folks still can't get tests?
But we just ordered, I don't have the number in front of me, but millions of tests. We have 20,000 sites where people can go. And I urge people to, you can Google it or go onto any search engine and find out where free testing and the free testing site is available.
But Madam Vice President, the fact that we're still telling people to Google where you can get a test and...
Well, but come on now. I mean, really, if you want to figure out how to get across town to some restaurant you heard is great, you usually do Google to figure out where it is. So that's simply about giving people, right, a mechanism by which they can locate something that they need, something that can help them.
2 years into this.
You know what's great about her? The reporter is a brother. And then so she, when she doesn't like something he says, she tries to go all street on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
If this bitch was on the street when I in the neighborhood I grew up on, we would have ridden her fucking limo out of the neighborhood on a rail. But you can't even make it up the way she gets. I mean, it's...
Well,
she's telling people to Google? I thought there were supposed to be all these tests, and people were supposed to get tests at their home and sent to their home.
Listen, she is way out of this acting role, okay? She was cast for it, and she's unable to fulfill it. And she knows it, and we know it the same way we know
the resident. You're right. Yes, she was.
Yeah. And same as you know, Biden. He's definitely not fit for the role either. He's losing his grip every time he opens his mouth. But again, what's with the cement wall going up around the White House? Nobody questioned them about that. What's going on? Why are they entitled to a wall and we're not?
Well, he's got a $500,000 wall they're building around his place in Rehoboth Beach for what?
Yeah,
I mean, look, the only threat to the president
people,
of the United
these
States
people are insane.
Is his bowels. I think that's the biggest threat he's facing is control of his bowels. I know guys in the Secret Service. I don't think anybody's willing to take a run at this guy. I mean, there's always threats, right? But I would think that it's not like Trump where people are like, we're out of control. Now, Trump had threats because people are completely unhinged. And they still are.
Well, they kept us entertained with going after Trump every day. That was the entertainment. If it wasn't, social media or, we're going to have 100 impeachments and, we're going to lock him up for this, that, and the other thing, and the Russia collusion. Like, that was the entertainment. I think the Biden-Harris ticket, they really thought that this acting job was going to be a lot easier than it is because of the fear factor. But the more people are waking up to the bullshit, like you like to say, the wheels are coming off the bus. And I still believe that from the minute that he laid out those mandates, that he knew that the mandates weren't going to fly. But enough pressure from everybody in the right hand, not knowing what the left hand is doing anywhere, because I spoke to somebody with national security clearance, and they have to do like continuing education. So, you know, when you do the continuing education, you've got to read the material. Okay. So he's reading the material. And the material is not lining up with the new rules of the road. So bingo, ha, 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 we were laughing about this. And it's like, okay, now go back to the people that created the information and all of the stuff you're supposed to be abiding by and stick it in their face and ask them, okay, what, you know, I have to be tested on this or show you that I completed it. What rules are we living by now? And guess what? They couldn't answer him. So you have human resources departments that can't answer. You have legal of places that can't answer. You have politicians that can't answer. Nobody can answer anything. So everybody runs around like a Keystone Cops episode. And the man, so they got their shots. So as long as they thought that word, man, oh my God, I'm going to lose my job. Better get the vaccine.
That's what this is all about. You and I talked about
a nudge. Yeah.
It was supposed to work. It worked. It got people off the fence. It scared people. Fear rules the day with this crowd. There's nothing.
He did not look shocked at all by this.
There's no,
he knew.
It served its purpose.
It did.
It pushed people off the fence. And now they're customers for life. Now you're on the hamster wheel. Oh, you got your two shots? It's not good enough. Suddenly you're told you have to get a third. Otherwise, the other two, you have the Pfizer. CEO of Pfizer admitting the first two shots don't work. So magically the third works in conjunction with the first two shots that don't work. And nothing makes sense. It's complete lunacy, number one. Number two, we'll get back to the vaccine mandate, but the headline today is that Biden is, you know, he's ordered 500 million more tests to meet the demand. But wait a minute. He just ordered 500 million tests a week and a half ago, and he hasn't delivered those. So the reason there's a demand is because he didn't deliver on the first 500 million. He could come out every week and order 500 million more tests. He announced his plan to launch this, and we're going to have 500 million tests, and they still hadn't placed the order at the time that he was running his mouth about it. This is you wouldn't get away with this in like a high school, high school council, student council.
Well, did you also notice at the hearing, the only FDA approved vaccine was not even brought up because you can't even get it.
Well, it doesn't really exist. So but specifically last week, last Friday, when the Supreme Court was supposedly debating this, not one of them mentioned, hey, wait a second, we're deciding on a mandate for a product that doesn't legally exist. Doesn't that the highest court in the land at some point? Wouldn't you want to point that out? Not one of them said it. I said, oh, Jesus, these guys. They're all in on it. And I said, regardless of what they do, and I'm not the only person who said it. You've said it. Legal man said it on the show. Well, regardless of what they do, they'll give you something, but then they'll take something away. Okay, we blocked the vaccine mandate for employers, but hey, these medical workers, you can't go into a hospital unless you're vaccinated. Oh, excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Supreme Court Justice, do you mean the same hospitals now that are deploying sick workers, infected medical workers to stay on the job? How does this make any sense? It's insanity.
It's never made sense from day one. And the government is, they do this beautiful. They always come out with something so horrible that when the people react, you know, it's kind of like a focus group, right? So, you know, the majority of the people react with, oh, hell no, blah, blah, blah. Well, then they'll back it down. So let's take the vaccine passport that they want to implement. We all know that's just for digital ID. We all know the purpose of this. So now eventually, if they give up their grip on vaccines and boosters, because, you know, like you said, the wheels are coming off the bus, what they'll do is they'll say, fine, we're going to let up on the vaccine passport, but you need a passport. So one will just say, you know, your vaccine status, and the other one will say you're not vaccinated. And the American people go, oh, okay, I can live with that. You understand? They'll go high, and then they come back down. So then all of a sudden, we will all have some sort of digital ID, and ours will say not vaccinated, and your neighbors will say vaccinated. Meanwhile, you know, they're getting the same information out of everyone that they need. They're getting you to move over to the mobile digital QR codes. And like I told you this behind the scenes over the past 2 weeks, I noticed the stores that I shop in that have self-checkout, which is many, like maybe 10 on one side of the store, 10 on the other, maybe a few cashiers in the middle. Those self-checkouts have always taken cash. No more. No more cash. Everything is a card.
Trying to weed cash out. I see it all the time. No pun intended. Yep. Weed cash out. But
yeah, no. That's what they're doing. And it happens overnight. You'll go into a place, like there are stores that I go in almost every week. Now some of the stores that never had self-checkout now have self-checkout.
Cash is bad. One of my sons wanted to go buy like a car, not much money, like a couple $1,000s, not, you know, cash, a used car to some people are getting like big loans. And I said, go buy something for a couple grand you can spin around in. And, you know, you don't want heavy loans and stuff. So I think it was like $4,000 or $5,000 or something that he had saved up. And he went to the bank. He said, I'm going to take some money out. Oh, how much? $5,000. They're like, what is this for? The manager came over. What is going on here? $5,000. What is this for? And my son's a smartass.
I would have hurt somebody. I swear to God.
My son's a smartass. He said, it's for me. I'm going out tonight. And she's like, excuse me? He's like, you know, I just got out of prison and I haven't had any women. And he comes back and tells me something like, you fucking ball buster. They're writing a SARS report on you right now. Suspicious activity report.
Disgusting.
Customer reports he's recently paroled and needs some bitches.
I love it.
It's like, you know, go fuck yourself. It's my money. You know, you're making money off my money. Give me my goddamn money. No,
yeah.
They treat you
like a criminal, an absolute criminal for trying to take your own cash out of the bank. And that's been going on for years. When I used to have to deal with a lot of the old timers that would want to buy, you know, their maybe an investment, small investment property for cash. And, you know, of course they could purchase it for cash. But trying to get them to understand that they can't bring their cash to the closing table they couldn't wrap their mind around it. It's like, you know, you could pay, you mean I can't buy a cash? No, you can. But that cash has to be in the form of a wire. And they would get angry, but you'd have to tell them this is the way of the world now. Everything has to be sourced and blah, 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 blah. And they just look at you in amazement.
Well, it's amazing, too, that we just passed over the fact that, let's go back 5 years. Just 5 years. You said all the self-checkout aisles at Walmart. I would have been like, what are you talking about, self-checkout aisles?
Mm-hmm.
Bill, the comedian, has a good skit about it. Self-checkout. He goes, oh, I didn't know I worked here. I didn't know I'm pulling a shift.
Oh, Sebastian. Is that Sebastian? Sebastian Maniscalco. I think he does.
Maybe it's him. Yeah. I got to try to remember who it is.
I think he does a skit on that. That's true. Yeah. Now, do you work there? You know, there's all the stores, you know, where
it's Bill Burr who did it. I just remember Bill Burr.
Oh, okay.
He's a real funny stand-up guy. He says, self-check? I'm pulling a shift here? I didn't know I worked here. I have to do your job, and not only buy my stuff, I have to do your job, too.
Yeah. No, it's getting big. And what I notice with people is in the beginning, nobody likes anything. They don't like change. And they know this, that nobody likes change. But they adapt very quickly to it. And then they go, oh, I like it better. I like it better. I can take my time. I don't have to worry about the person behind me because there's so many of them.
I get my groceries delivered now. This is great.
And that's the other thing. See, there were people before the pandemic that had never, ever did shop from home. And then once they started doing it, oh, after this, I'm going to continue to do this. This is great. I don't have to go shopping anymore. Pick up my groceries. And that's great if that works in your world. It doesn't work in my world because I actually enjoy food shopping. I actually enjoy reading different products and picking out my own food. I like that. Now, other people, I understand it could work out very well. But what they're doing to us is moving us so fast down this road to the 2030 agenda and then 2050 agenda. Is they're throwing us into it so quickly that a lot of people can't adapt or don't want to adapt to it because you're
well,
taking
you can
away
always
our
die.
Well, you can always die. Exactly.
It's
especially
a
our age.
Hey,
yeah,
fuck
our age bracket.
Fuck
yeah, they're going to get rid of us.
Well, hey, they are. We talked about that. We talked about that on Hotwire in the fall. And let me get the numbers here. The numbers back. It's not just 2018 to 49, folks. You're going to wish there was. The 50 age range, 50 and up, the surge in deaths has not escaped. That's my group. That's your group. Ages 50 to 84, mortality is up 30%. Representing more than 470 excess deaths. Almost 4 out of 5 of the deaths had COVID marked on the death certificate as the cause of a contributing factor. Oh, again, what does the CDC fail to tell you? Were they vaccinated? How many of the 470,000 excess deaths? They won't tell you. Let me tell you something right now. If they were not vaccinated, they'd fucking tell you. They'd tell me front and center.
Right.
85 so and older, mortality is up 12%. That's
right. And how much has government saved in the last 2 years with the between Medicare and Social Security? They're cleaning up those roles really quickly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Think about mm-hmm. that. Think about
yeah,
the medical
these
bills.
Are these are the things we need to see, and they will continue to hide.